Show Me the Way, episode 35, The Innovators of the Barn, the 2023 update to the movie Hoosiers. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that is absolutely where we're going. In this episode, we talk with Jordan and Courtney Delks of their many experiences. I'm talking tons, kids, in attracting, leading, and advancing and inspiring customers to be the best athletes they can be. But really, it's much, much, much more than that. It's about how to develop the best mindset for their lives. Welcome to Show Me the Way, a podcast presented by Spencer Fain, LLP, about business succession planning, the merger and acquisition experience, and successful exits. I am your host, Dave Sider. Joining me on today's show are Jordan and Courtney Delks. Hey, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing this a little bit differently. Usually I'm talking to people at the end of their career. We're talking to people at the beginning of their career. Why? Because you know what's exciting is to look at people, how they start growing themselves, their business, their lives, and how you can measure yourself against what they're doing towards the ultimate goal that they're going to try to accomplish for themselves. I'm going to ask them about that. So this is fun because we're looking at the other end of the spectrum. But here's the thing that you guys won't know until we get into the middle of it. But these two are basketball experts. Number one, they're from Indiana. And I know, you know, here I am in Kansas, all right? Kansas basketball, kind of a big deal, okay? John Wooden, let's go there. Bobby Knight, let's go there. Let's go to the movie Hoosiers. I'm sorry, Indiana, I think, has it over Kansas, which means I'm going to get a lot of negative likes. But I think basketball comes out of Indiana. That's the way I look at it. But to limit it to just that is like saying I'm just an attorney. We both have our credentials, right, where we came from. But that doesn't define us. We're a lot more than just that. The Delks bring inspiration to those of us who want to learn more about their game. But really, they're building a life plan for athletes. And then the average Joes or Josephines like myself, which is why I'm excited. Every time around Jordan, he pumps me up. I would ask you to listen to him closely. Hang on to every expectation they're going to share with you and how they're growing for themselves and you. Hey, Delks, welcome to the show.
Let's go.
Dang. That introduction was amazing. You definitely hyped me up, and I'm so glad to be here with my wife, Courtney. We're both so fired up to be in your presence, and iron sharpens iron, brother. You hyped me up. Called me up, my guy.
Oh, let's start off. Give us a little bit of a flavor of your background. And in case she doesn't have it all outlined, I've got your resume here, Courtney, because somehow I think you're not going to want to get into all of it because I think you go, yeah, whatever, move on. But let's start with Courtney. Courtney, tell us a little bit about you. I've shared the background. Where were you born?
I was born in Marion, Indiana. I grew up in a town of 900 in Sweetser, Indiana. Just a small town, country town, one stoplight town that is just an hour north of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I grew up there with my older brother and then my parents. Both my parents, neither one of them graduated from college. So wow. I grew up in an entrepreneur family where my mom was actually able to be a stay-at-home mom. And shout out, Mom. She kept I call it, your house is almost like your locker room or your environment. And to this day, like when I look back, I'm so grateful for the way that she kept our environment at home. Like she was a phenomenal wife that took pride in and taking care of our home. And my dad was in manufactured housing. So my grandpa started Grant County Manufactured Housing. And so he was in the housing business. Obviously, 2008, when the market crashed, was not a good thing for the business. But up until that point, I mean, they were packed and had a $1 million business selling manufactured housing. So I was able to watch my family be blue collar. And I think that really instilled into me. Grew up, played all the sports, ended up being 2010 Indiana Miss Basketball, played four years at Purdue, had opportunities to play professionally overseas and ultimately did not go that route, but we'll get into that more later, I know, but that's kind of a little bit of my background, and now I've been married to Jordan. We've been married for 8 years, We have two beautiful kids and a six-year-old son. He actually just had his first day of kindergarten today. So it's milestone moment in our house today. And we have a three-year-old daughter named Caroline. So very, very thankful for where we're at. And I'll kick it over to JD.
Thank you.
Well, with that being said, all I have to say is I'm her husband, Dave. That's all I have to say there.
That's not fair, dude.
But a little bit about me. I'm from Rossville, Indiana, a town of 1,500 people. And I have loved basketball ever since I can remember. And looking back and seeing just how Courtney and I believe that each and every person has a unique design, has a superpower. And for me, my unique design had to do with basketball and coaching and people ever since I was a little guy. And I played college basketball at Purdue University Northwest. I had a year of school left, and I was able to be a student manager at Purdue University for Coach Matt Painter, where I met Courtney. That's how we met at FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And then I got into coaching right away and coached at the small college level at Judson University and Indiana Wesleyan University. We won a national championship in 2016 at Indiana Wesleyan. And then that is where our journey got really fun, when Courtney and I got married, and we both really felt a calling to start our training business called Compete Training Academy back in 2015. And then since then, it's been, as all you business owners know, riding the wave, baby. And we have great times and have not only used our gifts and talents to help basketball players grow on the court, but now we really primarily focus on elevating the mindset and their spirit, their soul set, because when you do that, it's game over, Dave. It's game over. So that's a little bit about me.
Excellent. This is really good. Let's talk a little bit about your business. Let's kind of jump into it. How did you decide that you're going to start a business, right? Because I talk to people a lot of times. I've got somebody who's going to start a new business next week. When I was a young attorney, I did a lot more, but I don't do as much now. But doesn't it take a different type of person to say, I want to start a business? I'm going to be, for lack of a better term, an entrepreneur. I'm going to go out and learn. What caused you guys to go down this road? Because just from what Courtney said, you saw the risk back during the Great Recession, you know, and that was only a couple of years before you graduated from high school. So you saw up close and personal, Courtney, what was going on. That could have challenged you. Yet through that, it still said in your mind, I want to go forward and start this business. I mean, that's like Alpha and Omega to me.
Absolutely. I'm going to jump on this because I'm fired up for this question. So in 2014, I graduated from Purdue University, and Jordan and I were engaged. I had an agent. I had an opportunity. Entered the WNBA draft, was projected to go like third round, have an opportunity to go try out for a WNBA team. There's 12 teams, 144 spots. Tough league to get into, but at least go to a training camp. And that opportunity never came. So we're sitting there watching it, and then I had opportunities. I had contracts where I could have went overseas. And so people don't prepare you for your 20s, right? And so you're trying to make decisions and you're going through. And it was really getting really still and going inward for me. And I made a decision, you know, not to go overseas. And then I actually took a job in youth ministry with Youth for Christ. Then I was in the Division I coaching, and I took a job down in Indianapolis. Jordan was coaching at Indiana Wesleyan and had a great job. And I resigned in the first month.
Really? Wow.
And it was kind of set. I was going to be a director of basketball operations. They were already talking. Two of the coaches were going on to other. One got a head job the next year. Another one got an assistant job at IU. And so the road was set kind of to go right into coaching. But really deep down in my soul, Dave, like I know who I am. And I knew that I wanted to be a great wife and I wanted to be a mom one day and be present during those beginning years of when my kids are young. And for that first week of that job down in Indianapolis, I ran into the back of a BMW and I got a speeding ticket and I got stuck in traffic for 3 hours. So I'm listening to the whispers, right? I'm like, all right, We're a month. We've been married for a month. My drive is an hour and a half down to Indy. And I'm like, this ain't it. Like, I didn't feel peace. I was, you know, scripture says that God gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. I wasn't having the fruit of spirit of peace. I was not. And so I literally resigned from that job. We're living in a double wide, and I sit at the kitchen table, and that's when I was like, my passion is training. And I knew I had the vision of where we could go and how that could become a business and it could be family oriented. And I started training people on the driveway I grew up on, and started training people in the spare bedroom of our double wide, doing weight training stuff with them. And that's really, it came from being in a valley where you're just, man, like, but having this burning passion. So when I look back at the beginning of the LLC in 2015, it was a trying time, but it was a time that created clarity and vision that I knew what we needed to do. And it was saying no to some great things because of a burning passion, one of one that God had put on my heart. Kick it to JD, pass the ball over.
And I'll kind of reiterate that a little differently. You just got to know who you are. And when we looked ourselves in the mirror, Courtney and I, in our mindset coaching, we call them guiding values. Like, these are hills that you will die on. Like,
Good
this
call.
Is who we are. This is what's important to us. And so we just had established some non-negotiables for us that we had for our family, our marriage. And we didn't really want to climb the coaching ladder, move our family all over the country all the time. And so when we looked, and this is part two, when we looked ourselves in the mirror, we knew, as I kind of alluded to at the beginning of the podcast, that Courtney has a unique design that was just made that way from the very beginning. Same with me. Same with you, Dave. Same with everyone listening. We all have a purpose and a gift to this world. And so when we looked ourselves in the mirror, for us, it was training. It was coaching. And I think we started out really having the vision on the court. And then as we really just grew with our business, grew in who we are as people, we're just like, man, this is bigger than basketball. It doesn't matter
how
it doesn't matter putting a ball at the end of the day, putting a rubber ball in an iron rim. But at the end of the day, the rubber ball and iron rim, that's the vehicle that gets us in front of people, that gets us to shine our light to people, that gets us where we can help people discover their unique design, their superpower, and fan their flame and fan their gift. So all of a sudden, they're catching fire and they're impacting people around them. So that's really knowing who you are and that superpower and unique design, and staying true to who you are, staying true to those guiding values.
And I think one thing, not one time did you hear us say, we want to make this amount of money.
Right.
Money was never non-negotiable. Like, yes, you have to make money to live, but like, we weren't chasing a salary. We were like, we went into it like, you don't know, like, we were training people.
What do you love?
Yeah, I remember I came home one day and I was like, I just sold 5 individual workouts for $100 and they bought 4 of them. And we're like, sat there, like, a lot of hours of work, not very much. But back then, like, when we started, like, man, that was a big deal. But yep. I mean, we were young. We didn't think, praise God, we didn't have any college debt because of athletic scholarships. You got no kids. You're just the blue collar mentality. I dropped my son, like I said earlier, first day of kindergarten. The same Jeep I had when I was 16, I dropped my son off in it. Today, his kindergarten, I'm 31 now. Like, it's not, we're not after status. It's about how can we use, when you find out the passion you have and how you can use it, then the rest, it takes care of itself. It really does.
So here is my thought thinking about this, because I knew a little bit about your story before I got in here. You guys are designed for business owners that are in burnout, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying something to think about. People in their late 40s and early 50s are burned out. They got to hang around you, because you take them back to the core principle, I would like to say, of what I think it's all about. To your point, Jordan, you played upon it. And I look at it myself as an attorney. I have a law degree. It's a vehicle. it doesn't restrict me. It doesn't refine me as being everything that there is, although I've got a code of ethics that I religiously follow. But it doesn't, that's not everything about me. I think what it becomes at the end of the day, and Courtney was hitting on it, is you found your passion. And I would, I've come to this conclusion, especially after listening to a couple of people talk about finding passion through at college commencement ceremonies. So go after your passion. You're told to go after your passion, whatever. I would suggest this because I think this is where you've come from. You've hit the ball hard. You have found what I call the unique ability. You know, you found what you would call the superpower. What I believe is everybody has a unique ability. If you're in your unique ability, you will get passion. Where the disconnect comes from, and this is where I think you can have your own boot camp for people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, is are you in your unique ability, your superpower, what you're all about? Because if you're not in there, you're going to be in burnout sooner or later. But if you're there, you're going to get your passion. Does that make sense? Am I thinking the way you guys are thinking?
100%. Couldn't agree more. It's your gift to the world. We talk about being a lighthouse here at Compete Training Academy all the time. And what's a lighthouse? It's on the coast. It shines its light. The boats come to the light and are attracted to the light. So when one operates in their unique ability, the boats are going to come into the light. People are going to be attracted to you. So if you're right, it's the Martin Luther King quote. If you're a street sweeper and that's your unique ability,
right,
you're in it. Boats are going to be attracted to you. People, it's the law of attraction. The people are going to come into your life and you're going to make a difference in their life by the way you do your job operating out of that unique ability.
And I think one of the biggest things going against our culture today is busyness. And people are so busy that they can't even, like, when I talk, like, you're talking about these 40, 50, 60-year-old, like, I have conversations with people all the time. And, like, they're so busy that they're not still, and, like, they just are existing, like, not even living, like, just existing, like, a bunch of zombies walking around. And once they like, remove these blockages or they realize, oh, my, like, I didn't even realize that I wasn't fully living out what my passion is. It's like the little kid comes out, in which we all should be like a little kid, right?
Absolutely.
Child being childlike. And so it's fun going with. But if you're so busy, if you're too busy, you ain't going to figure out what your passion is.
You know, to your point, this reminds me of what my minister, Adam Hamilton, said. It's been about not quite 30 years ago. But he had one sermon, and what he said during the middle of the sermon is, beware of the barrenness of a busy existence, to your point.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it is, I can still remember it. It strikes me right between the eyes. And so it gets to the point, and again, the unique ability is something I learned from Strategic Coach and Dan Sullivan. But what I find over the years is money is a byproduct. If you're in your unique ability, dealing with your passion or whatever, it shows up. But that's not where you go. Okay, it's what you guys, your superpower, your passion, you go to that. People show up after that, and I've seen it in my own life. But let's drill down, if we can, on CTA. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, this is an audio, not a video, we're literally dealing with a barn in Indiana. This is the movie set of Hoosiers. I kid you not. They've really refined it. It is a state-of-the-art barn now. It's an old barn, but everything else is state-of-the-art inside. Let's drill down and talk about CTA. Tell us everything about CTA. Why do people come to you? Who are you trying to bring in? How do you go about doing that?
I'll take the first part and kind of give the story of the barn, and I'll let Jordan take the rest from there. So in 2017, we came across out in the country. I was taking our son a drive. He was like, I don't know, 6 months, he was crying, needed to get a nap. So I was taking him on a drive out in the country. We had this desire in our heart to get out into the countryside. We were living in town at the time. And I came across this farm with a for sale sign in it. I went home, and Jordan, there was a lady at a church that had told Jordan, hey, these people would be interested in selling your house. We looked like, like 20 houses. And so Jordan was like, listened to it, but never said anything to me. So he was like, oh, yeah, Pam told me about that house. And so I said, well, I went into the barn and I had a basketball in the back of the Jeep. Grayson was asleep. It was a dirt floor. And I walked in there, and we had been dreaming of a barn that he could shoot in that had high enough rafters, and you could shoot barn. And I said, get an appointment with the realtor, and we're going to make an offer tomorrow. And he's like, have you seen the inside of the house yet? So I looked on Zillow. It looks all, it just needs updated. I mean, it's nice. We'll update it. But I like the barn, like it's it. It's the what we've been looking for. And so it was literally tractors. And this used to be the number one dairy farm in Grant County, the county we live in. So there's literally like cow manure on the side of the walls. We had to spray off with the power hose. The area, the milking parlor. We sprayed it all down, put concrete in, used our life savings up to that point, got some goals in here, and we were operating by one little spotlight. Like we barely even had electricity, one little spotlight.
Oh wow.
We were just hoping we would get these doors open, let the natural light in. If it was raining, we would have to close it. We had this big 3-on-3 tournament. It was in the fall time. We hosted. We're going to have the doors open. It's going to be nice and sunny. It was like 30 degrees that Saturday. in the fall.
Right.
Yep. So we served hot chocolate. We had the doors. We had people packed in here. We had this little spotlight that these kids played for. Tape on the floors for the three-point line. Like straight up. Like barn basketball, and that was really the start of SCTA. And from that time on, I'll let Jordan take it on, like, why do people come to CTA? Right. Yeah. So
Dave, you see why I married her, right?
Oh, hell yes. I mean, I'm getting enough energy off her. I'm going to go back to work for enough 5 hours. I'm serious, Courtney. Thank you. You got me fired up.
Yeah, I grew up in a blue-collar family. I used to sit. And the toters that would pull the things, be talking on the CV thing, all the semi drivers, Breaker 9. So, like, I saw the barn. Let's go. We don't need no high dollar facility. Let's come here and work.
You're fantastic. You know, what can I say? I say this to some of the attorneys. I don't know if everybody buys into it or not, but I think you need a blue collar mentality. None of us, nobody's entitled. You got to show up. You just got to show up, right?
Amen.
The people in Washington, me, are entitled, and I'm not saying that as a compliment. Let me move away from that. You better go, Jordan, before I get myself in some serious trouble. Sorry.
So, the reason people come to us, one, it isn't this most unique barn that in the country that is straight out of the movie Hoosiers. Yes, that's what it is. But when people come here, we're going to help you with your game, yes. We're not discrediting our ability to teach the game of basketball, especially shooting. So we've narrowed, like, our process in our specific business. Like, when you come work with us in smart basketball, you're going to know how to shoot the basketball. And, like, everyone around here knows that, and they come here to grow in shooting specifically. Yes, we work on all areas of basketball, but we're going to level up your shooting specifically. So, like, that's our niche in the basketball industry. But then the real reason why people come here is because when they come here, they leave transformed.
Good.
When they come here, the flame that they have in their heart is fanned, and they leave on fire for not only the game of basketball, but for life.
Right.
We talk about energy a lot, and we don't mean like rah-rah energy, like fake energy. We mean like inspiration, like the Greek word inspirar. The Greek word enthusiasm is anthios. That means God's spirit within you. Like, we help people discover who they are at a deeper level and maximize their potential, realizing their purpose and fine-tuning that purpose in a mindset curriculum that we call Dream Season. We talk about dreams all the time. And in the first session, as someone walks in the door, we talk about their dream. And we help them take ownership of their dream that was literally placed on their heart from the time they were crafted in their mother's womb. They were created for that dream. And so we help people buy into their dream and help them see the next step. Because that's all you need to see. Like, once you see the next step, you're good. You don't have to see all the steps, Dave. You just got to see the next one. So we help people see that. And now we have 7 locations, 17 trainers, and we have a process that we go about at Compete Training Academy, helping people realize their purpose at a deeper level. And that's why people come to us.
So how long is your training? Is there a set time period, like days, weeks, months? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're the Waffle House, man. We're open 24/7. So
that is fantastic, dude. That is fantastic.
We have weekly programming. You know, on Monday nights is live action school. On Wednesday nights is whatever. We have individual sessions by appointment. You can create a small group, and come in at a group rate. We have camps and clinics on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of different price points to meet people's needs.
Okay.
From, you know, at all different levels, right? So when a client comes to us and wants to work with us, we have a menu that fits their need. Here. Well, I can't do that. Okay, well, come to this, you know? So we got a lot of different options. And then that's the basketball side. And then we have a whole nother side of our business that we call mindset training, that, as I mentioned, was the name of that is Dream Season. And mm-hmm. we help people enter into their dream season of life. And we, Courtney and I, we spearhead that together. And now we are working with not only NBA, WNBA, professional athletes, but now CEOs, entrepreneurs, teachers, farmers, single moms at home, whoever in our mindset curriculum called Dream Season.
Wow. I mean, I knew that it was going down that road, that basketball is a vehicle to a greater purpose. It's pretty simple.
Actually, I'll have to say, Dave, we really got there. You know, a lot of people say, you know, COVID really hurt their business or whatever. But when adversity hits, like, it can either define you or you can see it as an opportunity. And we really took that time to double down on ourselves and understand our unique ability, as you call it, Dave. Why do people come to us? If I'm
right,
we're still figuring that out. And at 2020, when COVID happened, we hired a business coach, and we said, you know, help us. We want to dive in deeper to our business. We want to uncover our unique ability better, and he helped us see, you know. And he said, you guys are unbelievable in coaching people. He said,
"There you go.
You're limiting yourself to just basketball players."
Right.
So that's where it really took off.
So let's kind of forecast here. Where do you think you're going to be in 10 years? Have you thought about that?
Yes. So we have a vision that I'm working with. Shout out to our boy Todd Durkin.
Yep.
I know you're listening to this, TD. You're the man. But he's helping us dive into that and see that vision. We're at a really cool point where we're really dreaming and pushing ourselves. And our dream is to have 30 barns. I told you we had 7 right now. We 30 barns by 2030.
Wow.
And we're in Indiana right now.
Right.
And we want the message of Compete Training Academy across the nations. So our definition of the word compete specifically is doing what God calls you to do, even when it's hard. And it's that word compete that is really catching fire in a bottle within our clients, right? Because little Johnny walks in and he's not trying hard on the court. Hey, Johnny, you ain't competing today, boss, right?
Yep,
but
right.
Then it's also going home. Johnny, you better not take that attitude home. And when mommy and daddy tell you to make your bed the first time, it ain't competing. When you ignore them and you don't do it. Competing, listening to your parents. So this is transform, this word compete. And Courtney and I are just vessels, right, Dave? We are nothing. And at the same time, because of who he is, and I'm pointing upward, we are everything at the same time. And we're just using our unique ability as a vessel to help others see Christ in us.
So I gave the story of the barn that had the dirt floor that we put in. So the original dairy barn that we transformed. And then it's not heated. So we live in Indiana, so we can't use it year round. I mean, we would. There were people that throw sweatshirts on, but the players we want to bring in, you got to have a heated facility. So we built a a half court heated facility barn right behind this one on our property.
Okay.
Right now, we just put the deposit down yesterday. We're doing an expansion onto that. And we're going to we're going to have things in there for recovery. So ice bath, sauna, red light therapy. We're going to put in, you know, an apartment so people can fly in and stay for a few days and get their training from all over the country. And when we look 10 years from now, 10 years from now, the Delks family doesn't live on this property. This property is a ministry. It's a retreat spot. The farmhouse that we live in is state-of-the-art Airbnb retreat center. And people are like, this is a, like how Todd is creating a spot in Montana for retreats. Right. This is, I mean, we're out in the middle of literally of cornfields, rural Indiana out here. And this barn that was the dairy barn that started in 2017 is now a world-class retreat center that is transforming lives.
Wow. I can see that happening. Courtney, when does somebody graduate from CTA, or do they ever graduate?
They never graduate, and that's the cool thing. One of my strength finders, my number one is adaptability. So I love working with all ages. So like in the wintertime, I'm running a 3-on-3 for preschool, kindergarten, first and second graders, and I get amped up in there with those little kids, teaching them the fundamentals, teaching them mindset and the Bible and the way that they can understand it in a very informative way for them to take on. But also, I mean, I've had senior age ladies out here doing fitness stuff out here at the barn, like not just getting after it. And so it's, you never.
And in our mindset curriculum, we've worked anywhere from teenagers all the way through people in their 60s. So it's you never graduate, Dave.
Yeah, my college coach, shout out Coach Versip, she told me, she said, whenever you stop learning, you stop growing. She's like,
correct.
I remember sitting in her office just talking to her about life as we always would, and she said, I'm always learning about coaching. She's like, I'm never gonna get to the point where I've made it. There's no finish line. So CTA, there's no finish line. No finish line.
You know, I keep thinking all you have to do is be 1% better than the day before. That's it. I think people set a lot of pressure on themselves.
Yes.
And I believe in setting out goals and thinking down the road. But you only have to be 1% better. I mean, that much of a degree off the compass, if it's one degree, I mean, you're going in a whole nother direction if you're doing that, you know, every day of the year.
Absolutely. I always tell a lot of clients and people I work with, show me your habits and I'll show you the trajectory of your life. Like what are your daily habits? And that's something in our mindset training when we're working is we just dive in to those and you know, can challenge of these are great habits that the people they make decisions I need to stay with. These are ones I got to get rid of and I need help breaking these off.
So with successful, motivated entrepreneurs like yourselves, a couple of questions I ask. What do you guys read? Because it's always interested to know or read or listen to, you know, any kind of book. What do you follow? I mean, obviously the Bible, but what else do you do? Because people want to know, what should I be following?
Yeah, obviously the Bible is alive and active. The Holy Spirit helps us to read that and to gain new things. And so when I wake up in the morning, I'm in the Bible. When I go to sleep at night, I'm reading the Bible. But besides that, my book I'm driving into right now is The Monk Who Sold His Red Ferrari. I heard on Todd Durkin's podcast, he mentioned the book. It's the same guy that, I forget the author's name now, but he wrote The 5 a.m. Club. Anything by John Gordon is money.
Okay.
The One Truth, new book that just came out, is fire. Like that book, that's one. Besides, I told Jordan after I read it, besides the Bible, The One Truth, that's a book I would hand to somebody. If I could choose any book, it would be that one for sure.
Excellent.
And Dave, I'll say a quick story of how I started reading. When I was getting recruited to play college basketball, I had a college basketball coach, I'm on my recruiting visit, ask me what books I was reading. And as a junior high school, I don't really like to read. And he goes, well, this is going to be a pretty short recruiting visit. We don't recruit people who don't read.
Yeah,
it was that serious.
Oh, and
And so from that day forward, I started reading books. And
interesting.
Right now, as Courtney says, really, we have a very focused system on how to take care of our mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So basketball players, Dave, they focus on their body most of the time, right? Training here on the court. But there's three planes of existence. There's the mind, there's the body, and there's the spirit. They focus strictly on the body. But there's two-thirds of your existence that's getting neglected. So Courtney and I really try to pour into ourselves, doubling down on ourselves in the morning and in the evening, bookending our days in reading, as Courtney said, the Bible, but also reading books on business. I'm reading, what's the book on money you gave me?
The Psychology of Money.
The Psychology of Money. I just started that. Unbelievable book. Anything by Ed Mylett and Todd Durkin I can get my hands on, I do that. Also, anything Lewis Howes, Bob Wheatley got me onto Lewis Howes. You may remember Bob.
Right.
He's been on TD's podcast before. But man,
Tim Tebow. Constantly reading.
And Courtney and I are sharing that with each other. We're obviously husband and wife. But we literally, as you see us on the screen, Dave, right next to each other, that's how we operate all day. Like, we're there. Like, we're constant, and we got to encourage each other and we push each other. And we're not only spouse, right, relationally, but co-CEOs. So, like,
right.
I'm sure you can imagine, you know, there's sometimes it gets kind of tricky, right? Navigating different opinions and all of that. But we really try to take care of our mind, body, and spirit by reading, by bookending our days.
I got some more on the reading stuff really quick. So, 2007, the smartphone came out.
Yep.
So, I grew up in the air. I graduated high school in 2010. Like, didn't really wasn't the smartphone stuff. How many of us before bed sat there and we scroll the Instagram, the Facebook, the look in, the Twitter and stuff, and you're getting that blue light. So we still have, so my parents gift me, my brother, like nice bedroom suit so we can take on when we get married. So I have the queen bedroom suit. And at night when I was in junior high and high school, as I look back, I didn't know I was doing all this mindset stuff. It was just naturally occurring, okay, and the habits I had. There's a spot on the back of the headboard where there's like wood spindles, where there's a spot where I would take a shower at night, my hair would be wet, that the wood is warped. And that's because when I was younger, I would, before bed, I would be have my head laid against there and I would be reading and just diving into books and books and books and books. And that, like, to this day, there is nothing like getting your hands on an old book, a new book, and just opening up instead of scrolling, even going on looking on a book on a Kindle or a phone. I used to do when my kids were younger and I didn't want to have a light on so they'd fall asleep and they were still, you know, with me, I would be scrolling on my phone and iBook. Like, get a book in your hand, people. I'm telling you, get a book in your hand. Just so I have a goal this year to read 52 books. So that's one a
wow.
week. And I'm blowing it out of the water. So when you ask, like, there's a whole list of books I've read. I can send you a list, but like, readers are leaders. I love reading. When I'm going to read, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to read something nonfiction. I don't want to get into the fiction
I'm
stuff.
With you.
Like,
I'm with
leadership
you.
Books, yeah. biographies on yeah. people that I admire as an athlete, a coach, as a business person. Like, get my hands on those, and I'm just digging and highlighting. Like, man, those are such rich times right there. Such rich times.
So, first of all, because I'll be honest with you, I've seen couples that were married run their business very tough. Kudos to you at the end of the day. But having said that, you guys seem natural at it. I mean, most aren't. I mean, you seem to have that vibe about you. So how do you deal with the issue of the body as far as workouts and what you eat? How do you guys handle that? Because you have to have a plan for that. I don't think you're putting in anything. Well, I've seen Jordan. He ain't putting anything in his body that isn't good for him. I could be wrong, but
you know,
are you talking about us personally, what we
yes,
do or what we
yeah.
do for our clients?
Well, let's start with you and then let's talk okay. about your clients in that regard.
Okay.
I guess I can speak for myself. Dave, I had somebody tell me once, a life coach that I had hired for myself, which that's
yep.
a whole nother topic.
Right.
I have three coaches that I pay monthly for mm-hmm. mindset, business, fitness. Okay. So like Everyone needs coaches. You can't do it on your own. So I had a coach tell me that try this month not eating anything that sunlight doesn't touch.
Interesting.
And I have always tried to live by that for the most part. And I'm going to say I give myself one cheat meal, one dessert a month. And last night I had not one, not two. I had three monster cookies on my cheat meal. So I'm proud to say that. But that is something I abide by as far as the nutrition. And then for the exercise, it is, I always try to move in a way I enjoy.
Right.
Move in a way you enjoy. If you don't like it, you're not going to do it.
Right.
So I set goals at the beginning of the month to like guide my, with my fitness coach that I hire and that guide my workouts for the month. It's a combination of running, yoga, basketball, and then I really focus on the recovery side. And this is something I haven't done well for years. I used to just like kill myself.
Go.
I think that was like the best thing to do. And I'd go on, you know, 4 and 5 hours of sleep and, you know, all that crazy stuff. Now I really focus on getting 7 and 8 hours of sleep a night. I really focus on getting 16 ice baths a month. I really focus on getting 3 massages. I focus on going to the chiropractor every week. You know, things like that, that keep me going. So that's a little bit into my routine there.
Yeah, so for me, so in the sixth grade, I stopped drinking pop. I mean, I would just drink
really?
Like, right.
Wow.
But I remember I did this science fair where I would eat like McDonald's before a basketball game, record my stats. And then I would eat like grilled chicken and broccoli and record my stats. And whatever the placebo effect was there, on the days when I ate healthy, I did really well. The day I didn't do well. But from sixth grade, I really was dialed in. And so I don't want to talk about the sixth grade through the elite athlete, Courtney, that played multiple sports and played college sports and was in the peak precondition. I want to talk about, because I think the listeners, well, that are women on here are going to take this in more. So 6 years ago, I had my first child. So going into the mom bod, right? And I had C-sections for both my kids. So coming out of that, you're in it. We're entrepreneurs, married, you have marriage, you're nursing, and then you're trying to take care of the house. Like, you got a lot of things on your plate. And what happens as ladies, we take care of ourselves last.
Right, and dead last.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You got to take care of yourself first. And so I really have dialed that in, I would say, here in the last 2 years. Not that I wasn't before then. I mean, I worked myself back. I enjoy running and ran half marathons in between babies and stuff like that. But in terms of dialing in, because I would stay up late. So I'd get the kids to sleep and I would be up till, he called us the Waffle House, 3, 4, 5
oh,
in the morning. I'm going to bed. To get a few hours of sleep. Jordan's waking up to start his morning routine just because that was the time I had to get done what I needed
right.
to get done because of
your mom.
Your mom, right, and business and all that thing. So
yeah. My
advice has been a game changer. Take care of you. And so I set out a few things, and I started out just, I said at the beginning of the year, this year, I'm going to run a mile every day. Just consistency in the process, because I know
right.
as an athlete, it's the process. And like you said, 1% better every day. So I ran a mile. I tried running them all outside, unless it was like I was going to get pneumonia. I'd run it in the barn on the treadmill. But snow, rain, extreme heat. After there was one day we were in Disney World, we had spent, I think, 13 hours at Magic Kingdom, and it was 11:30 at night. I got back to our resort. I hadn't got my mile in. I'd walked probably 10. But I went out. I ran my mile. Right.
Oh well.
So it's this mindset thing, and it's these habits that start kicking in. And so then in July, I'm like, the mile, I'm halfway through the year. And this is the first time I've just been doing this. I don't need to tell everybody about it, but I want to share with people because it might inspire. I started doing 2 miles.
Wow. Yeah.
No, I do 2 miles every day now. And then I'm lifting as well. And then water, but sleep. Go to bed, staying up late. You're not even being as productive as you would if you wake up in the morning or get it done when you can. Like, as I look back, that's one thing. I'm like, man, like I was getting stuff done, but it was just the toll that I was having on my body. And then when you're not taking care of yourself, you can't be a great, you're not going to be the greatest wife. You're not going to be the greatest mom. You're going to do your best. But I just have a different awareness now. And I didn't have a, I have no issue with alcohol or anything. Wasn't having any problems. But I just got to the point at the end of 2022, I was like having a drink. I'm like, I don't even need this. Like, I'm just socially doing this. And I know what it does to your body or whatever. So since January 1st, I haven't had a sip of alcohol. And I know, like, it don't need it, right? Like,
right. You know,
it's not necessary. I have a different height of awareness. And then when I became a mom, caffeine, speaking to the ladies, you get on the mm-hmm. coffee kick, you get on the latte kick. And so habit stacking. So they came the mile, the 2 mile, the no alcohol. Then I'm starting now, and I've done it for a month, no caffeine. And I can't explain, but just the level heightened awareness, like without the caffeine, I feel amazing. And you think when you're having it, I'm getting so much done and I'm doing.
So, not so much.
Yes, when it comes to the eating, the physical, the how you take care of yourself, like very practical and nothing extra. Like I go to the chiropractor, but like just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Do things that you enjoy. Take care of yourself first, ladies and guys, because I know you guys are taking care of families, but.
It's tough being a mom, period. I see it with our female attorneys. There's no question about it. Here's what I am taking away from the listeners. Number one, how exciting is it to be hanging around? And I hate to say young people, but everybody's younger than me at this point. But you're hanging around people who have a plan in place, okay, which will allow them to get to their ultimate journey, so to speak. And they're sharing it with other people. For the people that are in their 50s and 60s and trying to leave their business and they're not sure, you guys have brought, again, a lot of energy, passion, expression on how you should go forward at any phase of your life as far as how you make decisions. Older people can learn and should learn from folks like you because it, again, gives us that fresh vision. After all these years, you get a little jaded, right? You want someone to give you that fresh vision. That's what you guys, for me, bring to the table. And I sensed that the first time I hung around Jordan, then got to meet Courtney. We're out in California. So you have a direction that most people don't share. So it's very unique. Number two, you have a plan. It's a crafted plan. It works for athletes, but it works for anyone in their life, which is a unique experience in and of itself that they should take advantage of. And number three, at the end of this day, you have a greater purpose. And that greater purpose transcends everything else you're doing in life. That's what I take away. I would take away from this that they should get everything up and just go deal with the people who are burned out. Because I think you set them on a new path. I mean, I really, guys, that's what I come away with. No, I don't want you to go away from what you're doing, but I see a whole new path. Or maybe that'll be the next generation. Maybe that'll be what your succession plan is. But God, guys, you would fire people up at any age, at any time, for any reason. I want to thank Courtney and Jordan. How do they reach? How do people want to know more about you? How do they find you? How do they reach out to you? How do they talk to you? What? Tell us all the ways they can meet you.
We have our website, www.competetrainingacademy.org. That is the best way to find us. We have an option on the website where you can reach out to us by an email, an inquiry for our mindset training, dream season, or basketball training. You can find us on any social media at Compete Training Academy on Instagram, Facebook, and at Compete Training on Twitter. We also have a podcast just like you, Dave, called The Compete Mentality.
Great.
That is not just for hoopers. It's for everybody. It's how to live out the compete mentality. So those are our platforms. We also have a YouTube channel that we upload a lot of our workouts, a lot of our mindset videos.
I'm going to drop it. This could be a whole entire separate podcast. But we have
president. I think we're doing it, kids. I think we're doing it, okay?
I'm president of a foundation. It's called the Compete Training Foundation. And every day I actually work with, she was one of our basketball clients, a young lady who was hit by an impaired driver, driving a motorcycle 3 years ago, was dead at the scene, and she's relearning how to walk and do everything. She wasn't supposed to wake up. She's beat, defied all odds. And so our foundation, we own not only her, but two other traumatic brain injury patient survivors. One was in a drowning accident that actually killed his older brother. It was a toxic brain injury, and he's 8 years old. And then another one is a 29-year-old who was in a one-car, single-car accident 11 years ago and is showing signs of that he's still there, like,
hope.
And so just providing. So anyway, www.competetrainingfoundation.org. You can learn about their stories on there, but that's a whole another side of things.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you walk away, especially if you're on the East Coast or a big-time businessman or made a lot of money, you're not sure. Give these cats a call. They've got something unique. Remember the barn. Remember the movie Hoosiers. And call my buddies Jordan and Courtney, would you please? If you're in search of assistance, go to davesider.com and schedule a consultation in dealing with these issues of succession planning and where you're going with your business. Also, make sure to subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave me a comment on your favorite podcast platform, such as Spotify or Apple. Courtney and Jordan, thank you so much. Great session. Folks, until next time, be safe. And I want you to know that this podcast is provided for educational purposes. It does not constitute legal advice, and it is not intended to establish an attorney-client relationship. The recommendations contained in the podcast are not necessarily appropriate for every individual or business. In determining the best course of action, business owners should consult with an attorney on their distinct circumstances.